Video: Taylor Swift targets Trump White House at MTV VMAs. By Jerome Hudson on August 27, 2019. Pop megastar and left-wing activist Taylor Swift took a not-so-subtle shot at President Donald Trump's administration on Monday night from the stage of the 36th annual MTV Video Music Awards. "I just want to say that this is a fan-voted award. So, I first want to say thank you to the fans because in this video, several points were made, so you voting for this video means that you want a world where we're all treated equally," Taylor Swift said during her acceptance speech for Video of the Year for her politically charged video "You Need to Calm Down." "Regardless of who we are, regardless of how we identify, at the end of this video there was a petition, and there still is a petition for the Equality Act, which basically just says we all deserve equal rights under the law," the Grammy winner continued, before taking a swipe at the administration. "And I want to thank everyone who signed that petition because it now has 500,000 signatures, which is 5 times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House," said Swift, gesturing toward her watch. Swift released the video for "You Need to Calm Down" in June. The star-studded video showcased conservative Americans as unhinged, backward-looking, toothless snubs. The video ends with a message for fans to sign a petition urging the Senate to support the passage of the Equality Act. During her onstage performance of the track on Monday, the words "Equality Act" were emblazoned behind Swift. Swift's political trolling has only increased since she endorsed failed Democratic Senate candidate Phil Bredesen during the midterm elections and subsequently promised to get more political in her upcoming music. Earlier this month, the Tennessee crooner stumped for equal pay at the Teen Choice Awards. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the forthcoming book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know, from HarperCollins. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter @JeromeHudson.